immediately terminates along with his body as soon as his life is over. Death is therefore taken as the representative of God for the atheistic class of men. The devotee realizes the presence of God by devotional service, whereas the atheist realizes the presence of God in the shape of death. At death, everything is finished, and one has to begin a new chapter of life in a new situation, perhaps higher or lower than the last one.
Well, Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Krishna says, Mrityu sarva harascha aham. By death, everything is taken away by Krishna. So, the modern civilization, they do not believe in the next birth. That is the basic mistake of the present civilization, that we get information that tatha dehantaram prapti dhirastatva namayam. Dehantaram, just like we are transmigrating, even in this span of life, from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youthhood, from youthhood to old age body. Therefore, it is naturally to conclude that after this old body is finished, then we get another body, transmigration of the soul. But there is no education, no enlightenment about this transmigration of the soul. But we can, if we think, ponder very deeply on this matter, how transmigration of the soul is taking place, and it is authorized statement of Bhagavad Gita, tatha dehantaram prapti. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kumaram jauvanam jara tatha dehantaram prapti dhirastatva namiyati. So, this is the defect. The atheist class are men, they also see God. Everyone can see God, provided he has got eyes to see. Premānyana charita bhakti bilocanena shanta sadaiva ridayesu bilopayanti. Those who are yogis, bhakta yogi, because they are in love with God, Krishna, they are seeing every moment within their heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone you love, you see always within your heart. Similarly, if you have love for God, Krishna, then you can see Krishna always. That is called yoga system. Dhyanavastita tad gatina manasa pasyanti yam yogina. Yogina, those who are yogis, under meditation, they see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart. Dhyanavastita tad gatina manasa pasyanti yam yogina. So there are many evidences in the Shastra. Yoga means to see the Supreme Lord within the heart. Ishvara sarva-bhutanam nirdeshe arjuna tishtat. Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, is situated in everyone's heart. One has to see, one has to develop that visionary power, how to see God within the heart. That is what, that is called yoga system. Dhyanavastita. Otherwise, Ishvara is there in everyone's heart. Therefore, Krishna says, yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati juma sami yukta tamo. The first class yogi is he who is always seeing me within his heart. Yoginamapi sarvesa. There are different types of yogis. The first class yogi is he who can see Krishna within his heart constant, without any cessation. Smartabham satatu Vishnu, vismartabham najat kich. This is the process. One has to observe Vishnu within the heart, always. Smartabham satatu Vishnu, vismartabham. This is Krishna consciousness. One has to think of Krishna or see Krishna within the heart 24 hours. That is perfection of yoga. Yogi nāvati sarvesāṁ madgata antara. But the atheist class of men, they do not see. They do not like to see. Just like Hiranyakaśipu and Prahlāda. Prahlāda is the son of Hiranyakaśipu, a great devotee. And the father is atheist. That is the struggle. This struggle between the atheist and theist always existing. God, Nrisimhadeva appeared. Nrisimhadeva appeared for the solace of the devotee Prahlad and for the death of the atheist. Both of them saw. Prahlad saw Nrisimhadeva as the most worshipable deity, and Hiranyakaśipu saw the same person as death. Therefore, God can be seen by everyone, atheist or theist, but they see in a different way. The theist, the devotee, sees God just like these devotees are worshipping the Lord, Krishna. Here is Krishna, Radharani, and let us offer him respect by offering arutri, prasadam. They are seeing also. The atheist will say, what is nonsense? Some idol they are worshipping. The atheist will see. What is that? But that atheist will see God at the time of death, when he will come as Nrisimhadeva, immediately finish. All his assets finish. With the body, everything he has possessed, family or the house, the bank balance, this or that, everything is finished. Now he begins another chapter. He forgets, just like we forget at night when we see some dream. We forget our identity, that I am this, I am that, I am lying on the bed, I have got this good apartment. No, everything is finished. Again, when the dream is finished, we come to another dream. This is my house, this is my family, this is my bank balance. This is going on. Dream. One dream at night, one dream at daytime. But who is dreaming? That is the living entity. So his business is different. Not dreaming, daytime dreaming and nighttime dreaming. He has to come to the actual platform, that is Krishna consciousness. If he takes to Krishna consciousness, that is his actual life. Otherwise, he is in the dreamland. Devijesa gunamai mama maya durutta. This is called maya, illusion. Nighttime dreaming and daytime dreaming. The nighttime dream, in this way we are dreaming life after life. As human being, as animal, as tree, as aquatics, jalajanavakkhani sthavara lakkhamingshati. These evolutionary process is going on. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. The living entity is wandering in this way, life after life, sometimes as human beings, sometimes as demigod, sometimes as brahmana, sometimes as shudra, sometimes as tree, sometimes as insect, sometimes as fish, so many, sometimes as birds, and in different planets also, not only in this planet. Brahmanda, there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmanda within the universe. He is traveling according to his karma. Janti deva vrata devan, pitrin janti pitri vrata, bhuteja janti bhutani, madhyajinopi janti ma. So, those who are in goodness, they are being promoted to the higher priority systems of demigod. Uddhanga chanti sattasva, madhye tishthanti rajasa, jagannagnavrittisthya adhoga chanti tamasa. Those who are in goodness of material nature, they are being promoted to the higher planetary system. Those who are in passion, they are left within this bhubha-loka. And those who are in ignorance, jagannagnavritti, they, one who has no systematic life, living like animal, so eating, sleeping like animal, jagannā guna vittistha adhoga chanti tamas, they go down. This is going on. Out of many millions of living entities in this way, wandering all over the universe, one who is fortunate, he comes in contact with Guru and Krishna. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij, beginning of devotional service, Krishna consciousness. So, that is real life. Airupe Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij, Mali Haiya Sei Bij Karaya Ropan, Sravan Kirtan Jale Karaya Shrecha. Just like if you get a nice flower seed, if you sow it and pour water, gradually it will grow. Similarly, this Bhaktilata bij, if one gets fortunately through the association of devotee, and if he sows it within the heart and pour water gradually, by this way, Sarvana Kirtan, this process which we are following, hearing and chanting, this is called the process of pouring water. Then that Bhaktilata bij, that creeper Bhaktilata will grow, and in due course of time it will give you the fruit. The fruit is to be under the shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. That is fruit.
In any field of activity, political, social, national, or international, the result of our actions will be finished with the end of life. That is sure. Bhakti rasa, however, the mellow relished in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, does not finish with the end of life.
Yes, this is very important. Whatever we are doing in this life, everything will be finished with the end of the body. My position, my wealth, my family, my this or that, everything will be finished. Because I will have to accept another body. Karmana daiva netrena jantar deho papati. This gross body will be finished. I will have to accept another gross body. But if you begin a Krishna consciousness, it will not be finished. Because it is the business of the soul. Krishna consciousness means the original consciousness. am Krishna's, I am God's, part and parcel of God, this consciousness. At the present moment, being illusioned by different material designation, we are thinking in different way. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Shudra, I am this, I am that. These are all designations. And Krishna consciousness means, I am Krishna's, aham brahmasmi, soham. I am as good as Krishna. Or I am Krishna's, I am eternal servant of Krishna. This consciousness is required to invoke. That is the prime objective of human life. Now we are in different consciousness. So bhakti means sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. One has to become free from all these designations. I am this, I am that, this bodily concept of life. Jashatma buddhi kunapi tridhatu. I am identifying myself with this body. This is condemned in the Shastra, Saiva Gokhar. One who identifies himself with this body, he is no better than the cows and the asses. Saiva Gokhar. So, Krishna consciousness means one is not identifying himself with this material body. He is identifying himself in his original constitutional position. Aham brahmasmi. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasuchati nakankati. Samas sarveshu bhutesu madhbhakti lavate para. Madhbhakti lavate para. After being liberated from all these designations, one begins his devotional service, devotional life. And Krishna says, if one wants to know me, then he must accept. Bhaktyamam abhijanati javanjaschami tatata. If one wants to know Krishna, God, as he is, then he has to accept the process of devotional service. Bhaktyamam abhijanati. Evam prasanna manaso bhakti yogena. There is another verse in this Srimad. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavata bhakti yogata. By practicing the bhagavat bhakti yoga, bhagavat bhakti yoga, prasanna manaso, one has to become first of all joyful by identifying himself with the spirit of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, na sochati na kank. Then, when he becomes joyful, he understands that I am not this material body. I am spirit soul. I am not American, I am not Indian, I am not Brahman, I am not this, so many things. No. I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of Krishna. This is called Brahma Bhuta. Evam prasanna manaso. When one becomes Brahma Bhuta, self-realized, at that time he becomes prasanna manaso. Joyful. Na sochati, na kankati. He has no lamentation or hankering. Evam prasanna. In this state of life, prasanna manaso, evam prasanna manaso, bhagavad bhakti yoga. By practicing bhagavad bhakti yoga, bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayati. At that time, one can understand what is the science of God. Bhagavat tattva, it is not a sentiment. It is a vijnan, science. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam. So, who can understand this bhagavat tattva vijnanam, science? Mukta sanga, one who is liberated from this material contamination. He can understand. Therefore, devotees who are constantly engaged in the loving service of the Lord, they are liberated. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena ja sevat. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service unadulterated, without any motive, unadulterated, anna-vilasita sunnam, jnana-karmadhanabhitam, anukullena krishna-nusilanam, he is liberated. These activities of Krishna consciousness, it appears to be ordinary activities, but that is liberated activity. Those who cannot understand the activities in liberation, nirvisheshvadi, they think that in the conditioned state of life there are activities. When one becomes liberated, he has no more activities. He becomes dumb. No. Actual activities begins in liberated. Just like a man, a diseased fellow. Diseased fellow lying on the bed, he's also eating. He's also sleeping. He's also passing, stood, urine. But that is not real activity. When he becomes cured of the disease, come to his healthy life, and then again he walks, he eats, he sleeps. That is another position of between sleeping. But one who cannot understand the liberated activities, they are shattered. As soon as they think of activities, they think, oh, the activities, this is the same patient who is suffering from birth. He cannot understand that there is activities after being cured of this disease. He cannot understand. He thinks activity means lying down on the bed and drinking all bitter medicine and pass stool by using what is called that bedpan. He is thinking like that. He has no idea there is better activities, better sleeping, better eating. That he cannot understand. Therefore, sunnavadi. They want to make zero. These activities are giving me so much trouble. Make it zero. Just like sometimes one who cannot tolerate the pains of disease condition, sometimes they commit suicide. Stop these activities. So the sunnavadi, they are like that, committing suicide. Stop these activities. But they do not know that there is activities. There, after being cured of this material disease, when one is healthy, that healthy activities are the devotional activities. That's what Krishna says, manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogina just sevate. Sevate means there is activities. It is not stoppage of activities. Sevate. Sevate means giving service. The giving service is not stopping activities, but that is a different type of activities, healthy activities. Therefore, Krishna says, manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogina jasa sevate sagunan samatita itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. He is brahma bhuta. He is self-realized. Self-realized. That is mukti. Mukti hitya annatharupam sarupena avasthiti. Mukti does not mean stopping activities. That is not mukti. That is suicide. You are living entity, how you can stop? That is not possible. They say, the Mayavadi philosophers, they say to become desireless. You cannot be desireless because you are a living entity. How you can stop your desires? But you have to rectify, you have to purify your desires. Now you are designed simply for sense gratification, to lord it over the material nature. That is your desire. And when this desire is purified, then you will desire that how everything should be engaged in the service of God. Now I am trying to become God, lorded over the material nature. But when my desires are purified, then I shall understand that everything belongs to God, Therefore, everything should be dovetailed in the service of God. That is liberation. Mukti hitya anatha rupam sarupena. This is sarup. Therefore, sunnavadi or nirvisheshvadi, they are not liberated. There is still in maya, vimukta manina. In the Bhagavata it is said that they are thinking, concocting, that they have become liberated. Actually, they are not liberated. Jennera vindakho vimukta manina. Mani. So if somebody thinks that I am the proprietor of all the banks, let him think like that. But that does not mean he has become the proprietor of the banks. That is a different thing. Similarly, one may think that I have become liberated, but actually he is not liberated. Liberated is he who is engaged in the service of the Lord. He is liberated. Nobody is liberated. Jannir vindakha vimukta manina tayyasta bhavar abhisuddha buddhaya. It's like they are going to the moon planet. They have got very high speed Sputniks. Simply riding on, boarding on high speed Sputnik does not mean he has gone to the moon planet. Actually, he has to go there and leave there, then it is successful. But what they are doing? They are going and coming back. They are going and coming back. Similarly, arujya krichena parang padang tata patanti yadha. If you have no stay in the higher status of life, Brahma, Anubhuti, then you will have to come back again. Arujya krichena. Krichena means by practicing severe austerities, penances, one may go up to the Brahma, effulgence, parampadam, that is called parampadam. But because there is no stay, just like in the sky, you may go with high speed, but if you cannot stay in some planet, you'll have to come back again. Similarly, arujya krichena parampadam tata patanti adha anadichasusmadanghaya. Because they cannot get shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna, they have to come down again to these material activities. And we have seen practically so many big sannyasi. They give up this material world, take sannyas to understand Brahma. But because they could not understand Brahma, they again come to open hospital and schools. That is their business. Arujya krichena parang padang tata patanti adha. But one who is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, he does not come to these material activities again. The actual evidence, that's this. These boys, these European American boys, who could enjoy material life better than them? They were all enjoying. But they have given up everything. They are no more going back to that status of life. Parangnishtha nivattati. They have found something better. Therefore, they are not going to, again, that life of meat-eating, illicit sex, intoxication, smoking and drinking. No. They are not, no more going. Give them bribe also. They come to again, to that state. Will you go? Then no matter. This is called liberation. This is called liberation. Simply by thinking I have become liberated and I am handicapped by so many bad habits. And that is not liberation. And that is simply mental concoction. Real liberation is bhakti yoga. Thank you very much. That's all.